Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We have just completed the Mishnah. So the Mishnah again was talking about the case, five lines from the top, again starting with the words of the Gemara, of the Gemara's Lashon V'Zikas Beis Yevabin. So the Mishnah just mentioned if you have three brothers, and one of them, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and one of them, they were not married to sisters, and one of them dies, Reuven's wife dies, and then Shimon does Maimer to her. So then, and Shimon's married to somebody else also. So then, if Shimon subsequently dies, you do not do Yibam, but you have to do Chalitza with both of them. So the Gemara says, but really, if the woman who has a Zika of two brothers is really a Tur Daresa, as the Mishnah seemingly quoted, because the Meis Echad Mehem Yavamo Yovaleh was the pasuk the Mishnah used in the Mishnah. And that the Gemara had a drasha of the Mishnah, a drasha of only one zika, not two. If that's a full fledged level deraisa, you wouldn't even require chalitza because that's halacha. Whenever you don't require on a level deraisa, you don't require yibum. Min deraisa, you're going to be put there from chalitza as well. Chalitza nami lo tibayas. The Gemara is suggesting right now you wouldn't need chalitza either. So the Gemara says elam derbana. We see from over here the concept of the zika. This is a din derabanan because min deraisa maimar is not effective whatsoever. Therefore, Midareisa, Reuven is going to be allowed to marry Reuven, Zika, and Shimon is going to be allowed to marry Levi, since each one is coming before them individually, Midareisa, and only Midarabanan, cross Machta Bialma, we're recording this pasuk. So Gemara says, Ugzira, Shema Yomrushte, Evamos, Abos, Baisechad, Misyabo. So why Taka is there a Dinder Abanan over here not to? For using this as Machta, but what was the Svara behind it? So the Gemara explained, and because people are going to say that if you have two Yavamos that come from the same house, you'll be taking Yibum, because you're the guy who did Maimar. So people are going to think that really Shimon was doing, Shimon was really the one who does it over here. So people are going to think, Reuven's wife looks like is his wife. If we allow Levi to take both Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife in Yibum, people are going to think that if you have a woman and her tzara, her co-wife, that you're allowed to take both of them, and that would be an Isser Dereisa. That's only one of them we're going to learn out is going to be allowed to permitted to do that. So the Gemara says, so fine. That's where you do Yibum with both of them. Why don't you Ni'abim L'chadim Nechad Zuchadim? So let's take one of them in Yibum and Chalitz the other one, because Manavshach, that's going to be fine. People are not going to make a mistake that you could take two people with Yibum. So the Gemara says, this is also problematic, because people are going to think, Zira Shami Yomru Bayis Echad Miktasa Banoi, turning out the next time now, Umiktasa Chalitz. So people are going to think that when it comes to, that literally to one house, if two Avamas, that one of them is going to be partially built through Yibum, the other one, you still need to do Chalitza. People are going to think that when Shimon has two wives, you would need to do, in a regular case, Shimon has two wives and he dies, so then they come before Reuven, you'd have to do Yibum with one of them and Chalitza, you still have to do Chalitza the other one. It's not the Allah, you just do Yibum with one of them. That potters all the other ones from doing Chalitza. So the Gemara says, so what's the big deal though? Vayomra, so let them say that, and they'll make what's the worst mistake they're going to make right now? They're going to make the mistake that what? That at the end of the day, you're going to give a Chalitza where you don't need a Chalitza? Great, who cares? What's so badly? You're going to give her an extra Chalitza? What's so bad about that? So Gemara says, Eid mi avivadr Chalitz. No, because if you would first take one of the widows in Yibum and then do Chalitza with the other one, then Hachanami, that would be the case that you're pointing out, that would not be an issue. Alexera, what are people going to think? That Dilma Chalitz Bereisha Vadabiyah, because again, you're saying that you do Yibum with one and the Chalitza with the other. So if you're always doing Yibum first and Hachanami, that would not lead to any issues. However, what if you do the other round? You do Chalitza with one of Shimon's wife. Again, Shimon died and his children comes before Reuven. So he does Chalitza with the first one and then he goes in and does Yibum Vadabiyah. That would be Vekavle Be'esher La'yivna, which would be an Isser Dereisa and Isser Karis Bashtas, so that the children would be Mamzerim. If you do that, meaning that if you do the chalitza with one of Shimon's wives, and then the other co-wife, the tzara, you take her in yibum, the pashas is that would be achos ishto, which would be eishes achiv, rather that'd be eishes achiv, which would be an iser de oresa. So that would be the major issue. Rachman Amar kevan shelabana shelavina. We have a drasha that once you do chalitza, you have removed severed the connection, and then the eishes ach kicks back in, that your brother's wife kicks back in, and there would be an iser de oresa to do it. That's the shayla how far that goes. Or I think it was machlokas rishalakas reyochanan. But that is what we have over here. So that's what the Gemara is saying. There's a real full fledged reason to be concerned. Says the Gemara now. Now that was we finished that conversation. That makes sense. Why we have the gzira. So you can't do. That's why you have to do by the Mishnah makes sense. You have to chalitza with both of them. You can't do yibam and chalitza. So with again yibam with one of them and chalitza with the other. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava Nasan Gedle Mamaro." If Shimon does Maimer and subsequently does a get, he gives her a get to remove that severance of the Maimer. Hutra Tarasa, that Shimon's real wife, not Reuven's wife, but Shimon's real wife is permitted to be taken in yibam by Levi if Shimon dies without any children, because we're going to assume right now Rava's assuming that the get has effect to ruin the Maimer relationship that Reuven's widow had with Shimon. So therefore, Shimon's own wife is no longer considered a tara of the Maimer, and therefore, when Shimon dies, Levi is permitted to do yibam with Shimon's wife. Okay, and we're not going to think that people do chalitz and yibum, because here everyone knows that they get removed the situation, so there's no concern for a problem over here. However, the Gemara says, But the wife herself, she's asur to Levi. But people are going to concern where an ordinary vava gets a get. Where an ordinary vava gets a get, that is going to be asur, or maybe even deraisa, to do that. Meaning where Reuven dies on the children. Shimon does a get with her, and then someone else, the Levi, who don't want to do Yibum, that would be asur. Everyone agrees that that's totally asur, probably asur deraisa. So that case, people are going to get confused and think that that case is okay. So if we allow Reuven's wife to do Yibum, we're going to get that confused. So therefore, even though really it was only because of the Maimer, people are going to realize it was because of Maimer, they're going to think the same halacha by a full-fledged Yibum case, and therefore we say over here that Reuven's wife never is going to be allowed to be to do Yibum with Levi, and nonetheless, she definitely has to do Chalitza, but she cannot do Yibum. So Gemara says, another reason, a different explanation of what Rava says, Amar Rava Nasan Get La Ma'amaro. If the Maimer husband Shimon gave a Yavama, specifically, if he gave her a get, so then, hutra afiloi, that even Isha becomes mutter. Not like we just said, we're not concerned about the get case. My time, my David by Shaklo, because whatever you established out there, whatever Zika created through the Maimar, you removed it through the divorce. And apparently we're not concerned in this Maimar, in this Ikadamri, we're not concerned. People are going to get confused with the regular case of Reuven's wife who dies without any children. And if Shimon decides to give her a get, then Levi wants to marry her, that'd be okay. No one's going to get confused. This case, everyone knows, was different because there was Maimar here. If Shimon does Maimar, subsequently gives her a get, everybody agrees that Reuven's wife, if Shimon subsequently dies without any children, then, Levi would be permitted to do Yibum in this case. That's what we're saying over here. So Gemara says, now the Mishnah, up to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shnei Achin Nisuin Shtei Achayas. If you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, who are married to two sisters, Reuvena and Shimona, the examples we were using before. Umeis Echad Mehen. One of the brothers, Reuven, dies on his children. V'achkach Meisa Yisrael Shoseni. Then subsequently, Shimona dies. So now, when she first came before Shimon, so we're saying that it's going to be, there was a Shas Isser. And now, subsequently, Shimona dies, we're still going to say the Saka different. So the Gemara says, still, the Mishnah says, Areza Asura Alamis, she's still Asertim forever. Because in the context of Yibum, there was a situation where Reuven had already died, and therefore Reuvena comes before Shimon, who was already Achos Ishto, and therefore that was an Isra Raisa Isra Erva. So there is no Shaykhos to Yibum. The moment that they're unfit, even for one moment, it's going to be Usher. So now the Gemara says, in light of the fact that we saw already on Daf Lamed, a Mishnah just a few Mishnahs ago, on Daf Lamed, we had the Mishnah where we had the case of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Reuvena and Shimona. And now Reuven dies without any children. And then she comes, and then she does Yibum before Levi. And then subsequently, Levi dies. So now, if Levi was married to another wife, and Shimona and Reuvena, both of them are going to be patur from doing Yibum, not allowed to Yibum with Levi's wife. So the Gemara is saying that, wait a second, over there we have the case of three brothers. Here you have a case of only two, so why Bechlal do you have to mention it? So that's the Akdama into the Gemara over here. So Gemara says, Pshita, this case is obvious based on what I just fleshed out. Hashta mahasam there, de lo mitche be'ai beis legamre. There you had a case of three brothers. So when Reuven dies, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven dies without any children, Reuvena comes before, she doesn't come before Shimon, she goes before Levi, so that whole house, the house of the brothers, is still shayach to her. And then the chiddush was that, then subsequently Shimona dies, and then Levi dies, so then even there, that case is going to be, it's usher to do Yibum with her, so then that's usher over there, delo meidchad beisav lagamri, she was still allowed to take Levi. Amar lo, that yet that case would say is still usher, hachad de kamidchad beisav lagamri, here we only have two brothers, and we're meaning where it was only Reuven and Shimon married to Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies, so Reuven comes before Shimon, and then subsequently Shimon dies, push at that case. Look, again, isn't it obvious that that case is going to be usher? Why in the world would the Mishnah mention this case, which is clearly more obvious than the first case? So there's no need to mention this Mishnah at all. So the Gemara says, Tana ha Tana Bereisha. The Tana originally taught this Mishnah, the Mishnah that we're discussing right now, first. This Mishnah was the one that was originally taught first by this Tana. So he thought that maybe Taka, this is the only Kampo that is going to be Usr, meaning the case where you have two sisters married to two brothers. But in a Chanami, Bahadur Tana Lisura, but before that we get Tana Lisura, Bahadur Tana Lisura, that he really thought that only the case where you have two brothers, exactly two brothers, is Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven dies, and then subsequently Shimona dies. So that case is we're going to be the example where it's going to be Usr. However, if you have three brothers, this Tana Taka thought, in a Chanami, maybe that should be Mutter, because she came before Levi, she wasn't rejected Lagamri from the house yet, and then when Levi subsequently dies, Shitaka should be, and then if Shimona died in the interim, that should be Mutter. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, what the Tana didn't, he left it out because on purpose he left it out because Shitaka thought this would be the halacha. And then, Hadr Chazal Yisrur, the Tana changed his mind or reconsidered it and thought that Shitaka should be Asr. And therefore, he teaches us the first Mishnah. And Va'ayde d'chaviv alei l'akdimah. So why did he teach that chiddush first? Because it's a bigger chiddush. The Tana loved this chiddush. It was very precious to him. This new chiddush that he came on to, that even where you have three brothers, it's still tak aser. And therefore, Mishnah al-Zozanam Kema, the Mishnah that doesn't leave its original place. And that is why this case is going to be aser. That's what we learned from over here. Okay, very good, very interesting. Why they order the Mishnah, so we've just come on to a very good answer. Now, Tana Rabbanan, we learn in a Braisa. Ba'aleh, if Shimon had Bia with Reuven's wife while his own wife was still alive, Chayav Aleh Mishum Eishes Ach, Umishum Achos Ishe. It's going to be Chayav, two different Isurim over here. He's Aser, he's violating the issue of marrying the brother's wife, because again, if there's no Yibum Shayach whatsoever, so the Iser of the Eishes Achiv still remains in effect, which is an Iser De'oraisa. So that meaning, just like if Reuven died with a few children, and then Shimon decides to marry, that would be the Iser De'oraisa of Achos Ishta, that would be an Iser De'oraisa. So that would be the Iser as well over here. And he also is going to be over the Iser of Achos Isha for having his wife's sister. Because this was also, again, Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven and Shimona were sisters in our example. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon Omer Eino Chayev Ela Mishum Eishas Ach Bilvad. Rabbi Shimon says that he's liable only for one issue, one Iser Dereisa, of the fact that it's the brother's wife. Only that Iser is not going to be Chayev on the fact that it was also his wife's sister. Why not? The Gemara is going to say in a moment. First, the Gemara is going to ask Astira, and then going to flesh out Shitas Rabbi Shimon. V'hatanya, we learn in a Bereisa opposite. Rabbi Shimon Eino Chayev Mishum Achos Isha Bilvad. Not because he's going to be the brother's wife, rather he's Aser only for the wife's sister. So what's going on over here? What is the sheet of Reb Shimon? Is it that he's Chayav Mishum Eishes Ach, the brother's wife, or is it Mishum Achos Isha, which is the wife's sister? Which is it over here? So Gemara says, Lo Kasha, here there's no problem. Kan, in the latter Braisa, we're dealing with the case, Shenasa Chayav Achach Nasa Mace. We're dealing with the case where Shimon married his wife first, and then the brother who later died, Reuven, then married his sister. Since Reuven's wife was already Aser to Shimon, so then she became Aser already through so since Reuven's wife was forbidden to Shimon as a wife, a sister, before she became his brother's wife, Shimon is going to be chayav for the wife's sister of Achos Ishtoi. That would be the Iser Daraisa that we're discussing over here. He is understanding that, as Rashi points out, Ein Iser Chalal Iser. So since Ein Iser Chalal Iser, the Iser does not include another, you can't have it add a lav to already an existing lav, and therefore it would only be one issue. Many times the Nafkimina of Ein Iser Chalal Iser is if a person, A, does it b'shogeg, and therefore, so is he, how many korban chatas is going to be chayav, one or two, or multiple, depending on whatever Isra's we're adding, we're tacking onto it. And the second nafkamina between Ezer and Isra Chal Isra, if there's an Isra La which has Malkus, so then also, which punishment are you going to, how many sets of Malkus are you going to get? A person could be chayav multiple Lavin, he's going to be chayav multiple sets of Malkus that you would give him, not to right away, but you can give him time to recover if you could, they might die from them, but whatever, that's not getting to the pratim of Malkus right now. But Ba'etim, that's another nafkamina. Another nafkamina also, which punishment to give him? If he first was chayav and something that's going to be chayev chenek, and then later he does something which is going to be chayev a worse punishment, let's say sreifa, which we're going to have in the moment in the Gemara. So then you would not give him the sreifa; you would only give him the chenek. He would die, but not give him the worst punishment of sreifa. So the Gemara says, however, Khan, in the former case of the Braisa, we're dealing with the case shenasa meis v'achakav nasa chayev, where the brother who later died, Reuven, married first, and then subsequently Shimon married his sister. Since Reuven's wife was usher to Shimon as his brother's wife before she became the wife's sister, so the only issue is going to be the brother's wife because he holds in. So therefore, that is going to be the first issue, the first issue that kicked in. That's going to be the issue that we keep. So the Gemara asked Rabbi Shimon, "Heichad nasa meiz rachak nasa chay?" In a case where the first brother who later died, Reuven, married his wife, and then the living brother Shimon married her sister, kivan isra achas isha lo chayal. Since his wife Isra doesn't take effect towards Shimon, tisyabim yivume. So then, why don't we assume that there's no achos isha whatsoever? I mean, the Gemara is assuming right now. If you hold ina isra chal isra, so then the isra of the wife, the isha achiv, should not kick in whatsoever. So the Gemara says, and therefore you should be unto the Yibum. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi, Yisra Achos Isha, Milsa Tale Vekai. That the wife's sister doesn't say that it's gone. It's Ke'ilu, it's held up in air. It's held up in air that when Shimon says that the Isser, in Isser Chal Isser, he doesn't mean to say that the second Isser doesn't exist. Rather, it exists, it's just, it's overrided by the first. It's similar to Chakira about Lekim Lebarabinia, when you give the person two punishments. You have Misa and Malkos, Misa, Mam, whatever they are, you don't give them both punishments. So why not? Because Kidan Arminit, is the second punishment like it's non existent, or it's like it's there? There's Nafkamina, so that Chakira. So similar over here, it's also that there is the other Isser exists. It's just he can't punish him, he can't be there, but really it does exist, and this would be a nafkamina. So, if the brother's wife would be lifted. The wife's sister would come and take effect. Therefore, the brother's wife is not lifted, and that's why in this case, since the iser of achos ishto is existed, prepared to take effect the moment the brother's wife is going to be, the brother's issue of the brother's wife is moved, then it was going to be, it would still be usher, and since they're going to be not shy after yibum, so the brother's wife is never lifted, therefore Reb Shimon tells us that you can't do yibum with her either. So the Gemara says, we just mentioned the reason of the Gemara now. So the Gemara now says, what about Shitas Rabbi Yossi? V'sav Rabbi Yossi, Isser Chal, Isser, does Rabbi Yossi hold in other contexts that he holds an Isser can exist on another Isser? Again, we had one Isser and now tacked on was another issue because of a thing that happened, a circumstantial thing. Another Isser is going to be Chal, V'ha, Tanan. We learn in, it's really from a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah, not a Braisa. That's Tanan. Avar Aver, Shiyish, Bashte, Misos. If someone violated an Isser, right, so that has two different levels of being, can be subject to death. Nidon Bechamura is going to be subject to death. That's Kimlin Ramine, that you give him the more, well, death, you really can't do both because once you're dead, you're dead. So you give him the more severe one. Rabbi Yosef Nidon Bezika Rishona Abala. Rabbi Yosef says, no, he's subject to the first one that comes by him. The Gemara is going to explain how that works. And see, the Brayso is going to explain. Matanya, Ketzan Rabbi Yossi, what's Xandino Arishona Baalav? He's up to the lach of the first one that attaches to him. Which one is attaching him? Chamosa Venasas Eshes Achiv. For example, the woman was first his mother. How's that? Because she was a widow. She wasn't married to anybody. So it was, so he married somebody who was a widow. And so it was his mother-in-law. And then she became the wife of Anasas Eish. She got married. So now she's married to somebody else. So then, Nidon Bechamoiso. He's going to be subject to halacha of, the halacha of having relations with your mother-in-law. So here, there's two different mitzvahs over here. Eishas Ish is going to be, Eishas Ish is going to be, the halacha is chanek, which is the lowest of them, is strangulation. The halacha we follow like the chachamim, Shimon disagrees, but chachamim hold it skila, sreifa, hereg, vechenek, that it becomes stoning, burning, beheading, and chenek is strangulation. So now, he's going to be judged with the halacha of his mother-in-law, because that was the first one that kicked in. So that was the first one, Nida Bechalamoso, so that the halacha is over here, that she's going to be chayav chamoso, the halacha is sreifa. So since the first halacha was sreifa, so then it kicks in that you get sreifa. You're not going to get the issue of chenek. However, what about around HSH Vanasas Chamoiso, if she was first married, the normal case, the person gets married, he has an in-law who was married to the father-in-law. So in that example, so that she is first, she's ushered him because of HSH. Now tacked onto the HSH with the fact that he became his mother-in-law, so the halacha is Nidon be HSH, he's going to be subject to the halacha of having Bia with HSH, which would be that he's Chayav Chenek and not Chayav Sreifa. And not be Chayav Sreifa is only when he's Chayav Chenek. So now, so we see over here, so that the issue over here, this was the Lechora, is going to be, we see from Rabbi Yossi that an Isser can't be Chal on an Isser, because if an Isser will Chal on an Isser, we would give him the more Chamar punishment, which should be the Sreifa one that would kicked in after he decides to marry the daughter. But since we don't say that, Lechora, we don't say Isser Chal on Isser. So turning on to Lamed Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abahu, Mod Rabbi Yossi be Isser Mosif. Rabbi Yossi is going to agree where you have a more expansive Isser. According to Rabbi Abahu, Rabbi Yossi holds in general that we held in Isser Chal Isser. However, he makes an exception. An exception is Isser Mosif. An example would be if Shimon marries his wife, his wife's sister, so then her sister is going to become usher to him as his wife's sister. And then the other brothers, Reuven, Levi, Yehuda, they're allowed to marry this other sister. Only to Shimon is this other brother usher. When Reuven marries the other sister, subsequently Reuven decides to marry the other sister, she becomes usher to Levi and Yehuda as the brother's wife. So she becomes their brother's wife. Since this takes effect in regards to Levi and Yehuda, it's also going to take effect to Shimon, because now it's Isser Mosif. You're Mosif more people on it. Again, originally Shimon was Asr Omitot Achos Ishta, because this was the sister of your wife. But now, when Reuven takes her in marriage, and he had other brothers, Levi and Yehuda, since now, Migo Kilo, it's becoming Asr to Levi and Yehuda, it also becomes Asr to Shimon as well. That's what's called an Isser Mosif, meaning where it's more expansive in the amount of people that this Isser applies to, it'll also apply to that original person as well. However, where the second Isser is not going to be an Isser Mosif, Rabbi Yossi is going to say that it would not take effect. So according to Rabbi Yossi, in the second Braisa, that if a married woman becomes someone's mother-in-law, so now the fact that the married woman was Asr to the Gansavelt, everybody's Asr to her Mishad Eishadis, everyone in the world is usher except for her husband to have relations with her and to be with her. So now the fact that you married her daughter and become also in addition to a mother-in-law, so that's not an Isser Mosif, and therefore that would not be Chal, and therefore not be Chal on the second Isser. However, in the reverse case, where she was first the mother-in-law, and then she becomes the wife of another person, so then again, since first was the Isser of the mother-in-law, and then she became married to everybody else, so that would be an Isser Mosif, but there's not going to be an Afkamina, because Isser Mosif is going to be Mosif the Chenek. You were Chayav originally straight for being with her, so we're not going to lower your punishment for it, and therefore you'd be Chayav, the more severe punishment of Sreifa. So that's what Rabbi Abahu holds. So the Gemara says, fine. This answer by would work in the case where Shimon married first. Because if Shimon marries first, his wife's sister became usher to him. However, and then the brother, meaning Reuven, then married her sister. In that case, we have an Isser Mosif, but the brother wife comes into being after the wife's sister came into being. Miko, there's of Isser the Gabi Achamet, who gave an example that just like because now Levi and Yehuda are also usher to marry her, Mitzad, that's the brother's wife of Reuven now. So now it's usher and Levi Yehuda. So then also, Itosif Isser the Gabi Didei, the Isser is going to be applicable to Shimon as well, and since the Isser is applicable to Shimon, that Isser would kick in and Bichai have two different punishments. Ella, Hecha Denasa Mace, where the brother who died, Reuven, married first, and then it would be that there would be, what was the first issue? All the brothers are usher to marry this Reuven's wife because she is the brother, there was the wife of Reuven. So, then he decides to marry the sister, so my Isser Mosif, there's no Isser Mosif there. That would not be an Isser Mosif, and yet, in that case, it would not be, yet we see that that would be, and yet we see that it would be usher. So the Gemara says, so you're going to say that, no, here too you can argue that since Shimon became usher to all the sisters of his wife when he married her, the wife's sister is going to be an Isser Mosif. So the Gemara says, ha Isser Kolalu. This is not going to be an Isser Mosif, rather an Isser Kolalu. So this is something which are a little bit hard and complicated. I always forget every time at the Chazar what they are. An Isser Mosif, as we just mentioned, it's including more people. It's a more expansive prohibition than the fact that it's including more people. And a Isser Kolalu is that it's just to the same person. It's just adding an Isser, more objects become Usser to the same amount of people. That you're not adding people, it's just more people. That when this person, Shimon gets married, so now again, it was already Usser because it was Reuven's wife was Usser to marry him. So now the fact that he married the sister, you're adding on the fact that the sister is Usser to marry him, but also all the other sisters are now Usser to you as well. So that would be called an Isser Kolal. So the wife's sister is going to be in the latter category. When Shimon marries the sister of the brother's wife, that marriage does not forbid Reuven, it doesn't write for to anyone new, for she was already usher to Shimon. The only increased prohibition is going to be on Shimon, and this is going to be similar to an Isser Kolel. And an Isser Kolel is different. So Gemara says, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree to the concept of an Isser Kolel. How do we know Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree to an Isser Kolel? That Rabbi Abahu said, only Rabbi Yossi said an Isser Mosif. If you really would have a bigger Chiddush, Isser Kolel is a much bigger Chiddush, because you're not even including other people in the Isser. You're just making it more expensive to the guy himself. That would be, Rabbi Yossi would have to tell you that Chiddush. That's how Ritva explains. The other Rishonim of Elegantza Aracha over here, how do we know for sure Rabbi Abahu holds of no, that Rabbi Yossi would not agree to Isser Kolel? But that's what we see over here, and it's Isser Kolel, and Rabbi Abahu would not agree to, Rabbi Yossi would not agree to that. It's a kasha on Rabbi Abahu. So therefore, the Gemara rejects this. Rava says a different answer. Elamar Rava. So since again he says that you said you violated both of them, whichever came first, so Lechora, this is against Rabbi Abahu. So Rava comes up with a different answer. Rava says that Rabbi Yossi says that one is going to be chayav on both of them. He means to say, it's as if you do two, but really it's only going to be chayav once. According to Rava, Rabbi Yossi holds that the Isser never takes effect in Isser, even when it's an Isser Mosif. So accordingly, Rabbi Yossi says that one is going to be have relations with his brother's wife, who's also his sister's going to have it for both. He can't be speaking about a guy that if a shogun gives mechayev multiple chomer chatas. That's because the enochanabi is not going to be. Rather, he means according to Rava that he's talking about the case that doesn't amazing. He doesn't amazing, and the gemara is going to flesh out what's the difference when he doesn't amazing. V'chein aser Rabbi Yochanan, v'chein ki aser Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, mala al kasa kilo aser shtaim. If you do it by accident, you only have one korban chatas, but if you do it by mezid, it's like you've done both. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference if you do it by mezid, it's like you've done both? My nafkamina. What exactly is the issue over here? The kavra ben Rishayim Gemurim, that he should be buried amongst the Rishayim Gemurim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin teaches us that if they're set aside two different cemeteries for those who were Chayav Mises based in. Those who were Chayav, we just mentioned that Skila and Sreifa were the most chavar. So those who are set aside for those two, that they're in the category of their own, Skila and Sreifa. Stoning and punishment of Sreifa. Again, Skila is, let's say, someone's ball, cheats when she's in Arusa, or a person's Sreifa is going to be Chai. We just had a Bechamosa. There's not many cases of Sreifa in the Torah, actually. You know, papers of Arzara, different things are going to be Sreifa. So they, we have Elo and Eshofin, Elo and Nechnokin, Elo and Niskalin. We had the Mishra Mishnayos in the Gemara's over there in Sanhedrin talk about this at length. So now, again, so when someone is Chai of Skila and Sreifa, you put them in one cemetery, and when someone is Chai of Harig and Chenek, someone's Chai of beheading and strangulation, population, you put them in another cemetery. Because you don't put someone who's worse off, meaning that the ones who did Harig and Chedek did a lesser Avira. It's not right that you should put them in the same cemetery as somebody who's less of a Russia than them. So they're more of a Russia than them. So that's the halacha. So over here, it's very interesting though. Over here, these prohibitions that we're discussing over here is like, if you do them on purpose, in the case of the Achos Isha, and then she gets divorced, and do it the Yibum case, both of those are not going to Chayiv Misa. They're Chayiv Karis, but not Chayiv Misa. So that's a kasha that the Rishonim already bring out. So Rashi assumes that in a Chanami, that this, since what this guy did was an Isra Karis, was so bad, he did both of them, we put him in the same cemetery as somebody who had violated the Isra Dar, right? So others explain, Tosos disagree, they say no, that we don't bury, that just we see from the concept that if a person does multiple Averas, he shouldn't be put next to somebody who does even less Averas than him. And therefore, it's not right that you should put them together. That's the very beginning, that's why it's such a big deal to be buried by a tzaddik. Very close to a tzaddik, a close proximity to a tzaddik is the very beginning because of this idea that we don't put Rasha'im Gemurim next to tzaddikim. Zog the Gemara Vaitas. The Gemara says, so again, the Gemara discussed the concept of Isra Koilov. So the Gemara now discusses that this really, look, that this is really a machlokes in regards to other Mishnayos that we've seen. Bryce says, Deitmar, Zar Shemesh B'Shabbos. Zar is somebody who's not a Kohen by definition, and he does avoda in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So now, avoda in the Beis HaMikdash we know is mutter for the Kohanim, because that's Xeris HaKosah, that the Pasuk tells you you're allowed to do them on Shabbos. That there's Kabbalahs on Shabbos that are supposed to be brought, Kabbalahs Tzipa are allowed to be brought on Shabbos. Kabbalahs Yachid or not, the only exception is we had it last year, if we had the Beis HaMikdash, would be a Karban Pesach Shalayos B'Shabbos is somewhat of a Karban Yachid, Karban Tzipa, it's a mix, but that's the only thing that can be brought by a Yachid on Shabbos. Every other Karban is only Karban Tzibur are brought on Shabbos. Like if Shavuos would fall on Shabbos or Pesach fall on Shabbos, you'd bring the Karbanos of the Yom Tov themselves on Shabbos. And Shabbos itself, obviously the Karbanos of Shabbos are brought. That's lighting a fire, Shechita, all these things are Isra D'Oraisas. So here the Shaila is, when you have a non-Kohen who does these Avoda, so how many are going to be Chayev? Rebbe Chiyah Omer Chayev Shtayim. Rebbe Chiyah says Chayev both for violating Shabbos and the Isra, which is it's actually Misa B'Dishamayim, not Chayev or Karban Chattas, but the Isra B'Dishamayim also kicks in on you, and that would be the fact that you were a Zar Shishimish. However, you're only chayav for the avoda of a non kohen, not for violating Shabbos. Kavitz Rabbi Chiyah v'Nishmar. Rabbi Chiyah quickly came up, he jumped up from the ground, and he says, "Havoda, lashon avoda is a lashon shvua. I make a shvua that I heard from Rabbi Kachmati, Rabbi Shtayim, that Rabbi told me they're chayav two different issers, that both issers kick in. However, Kavitz Bar Kapara v'Nishmar. Kavitz says, I also have a mitzvah avoda. I also swear, Kachshamati b'Rabbi Achas. I heard from Rabbi, it's only one. So what is it? So Rabbi Chiyah wanted to bring a raya for his position, support. Shabbos lekol nesser. Shabbos is usher for all the Jews. Keshu shehutra b'mikdash, when it's permitted for the Beis HaMikdash, only specifically it's a kohanim, which it's only specifically for kohanim. But the kohanim which have only for kohanim and not for anybody else. So yesh kamishum zaretz, yesh kamishum Shabbos. So therefore, there's going to be an Isra D'Oraisa both of violating the Isra D'Oraisa of a non-Kohen performing the avoda, and also the violation of Shabbos is also kicking. His chabar kaparah, but there was a response to him. Shabbos lekol nesser, but Shabbos is usher for all the Jews. Kishu hutra mikdash, when it's permitted for hutra, it's permitted to everybody. Categorically, Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash is usher, is mutter. It's like hutra by, it's not the chuyah, it's hutra legamre in Beis HaMikdash. In kan elazar. So therefore, the only answer to rice you violated is a non-coin doing the avoda. You would not be chayah for violating Shabbos, in which case, if you did a beshogeg, let's say you realize you thought you were a coin, you're not a coin. So then you do that avoda, you'd be chayav only, you'd be chayav not a karmen chattas, just misa b'dishmayim b'shogeg, which you do tshuva for, but you'd not be chayav a chattas. So the Gemara says another point over here. So the Gemara says, Baal mum shishimish b'tumah. What if you have a Baal mum? So now he does it while he's also state of tumah over here. So we know that the pasuk says, "Yivinazer mekotchi bnei Yisrael v'lo yichal l'shem kotchi." That's the Isra D'Oraisa of tumah. There's also an Isra for Baal mum to be mishamish. Rabbi Chiyah Omer chayev shtayim, chayev for two different things. We're going to have the machlokas three different times. One for the tumah, one for Baal mum being mishamish. Bar Kapara Omer ainu chayev achas. Bar Kapara says the only one. Kavatz Rabbi Chiyah v'nishba again. Avoda kashmat Rabbi. I heard from Rabbi that too. Kavatz v'nishba the same thing. Bar Kapara says I heard avoda kashmat Rabbi achas. The only one. So his Rabbi Chiyah l'adun the same raya tumah the kol nesrat. Coming to the Beis HaMikdash state of Tumah is usher to all Kohanim and also to even Bali Mumin are usher to come and do the Avodah. Kishuja HaMikdash, and why is permitted to come to the Beis HaMikdash for the sake of Korban HaTzibur? It's a Kohanim Tmimim Hucha only for the, only for Kohanim who are unblemished. The Kohanim Tmimim Hucha Lalala B'Mumin, not for Bali Mumin. Yesh Kamishum Bali Mumin, Yesh Kamishum Tumah. There's two different Isra D'Oraisas over here, both the blemished Kohen and also being a state of Tumah. Hitzchab HaKabbalah, don't know. Tumah Lakol Nesra. Tumah is usher to all Kohanim. Kishuja HaMikdash, when you have Korban HaTzibur, if there's a Tumah Hucha B'Tzibur. So if you have Tumah Hutra b'tibur, you're allowed to bring it. So then, hutra to everybody to come in. Ain't kind of b'shul balmum, and therefore the only issue is going to be for balmum coming in. Zar shalom alikas. And now we have a third machlokas. We did them again, very similar machlokas. If you have a non-Kayan who ate the meat of a bird of Malika. What's the difference between Malika and regular? The difference of Kabanas Ha'of. The board Kabanas are, they're shechted in a specific way. The Kayan, he takes the back of the neck of the bird and he cuts it through his pinky nail. And I think that's which nail he uses. One of the nails he does it, and that's the means of Shechita. So now the Gemara in Chulin learns out that this Shechita is only Mutter for Kehanim. For everybody else, this is considered Nevela. This is the rice of Nevela. So here also, if you have a Zar Shalcha Malika, the Yerushim of the Shai, the Rechiel Mer Chayav Shtayim, you're going to be Chayav 2, one for being, again, the fact that he's a Zar, and the second one that he's eating Nevela in the Beit HaMikdash. Baruch HaBara Amer, Eina Chayav Alach, it's only Chayav 1. Kavad Yukun Nishma Avoida, I heard from Rabbi Shemad Yishtayim. He also swore. I heard only one. Rabbi Chiel Adun. Rabbi Chiel says Nevela Kol Nesu. Nevela is also to everybody. When it's mut, made mutter to the Koyanim. It's Mikdash. It's the Koyanim Mutra. The Koyanim Mutra of all the Zarim. It's only made mutter for Koyanim and not for anybody else. Yesh kan mishum zaris, yesh kan mishum malika. Then therefore it's going to be an iser deraisa of a non kayan, an iser deraisa of nevela. His chabar kaparla then responded. Nevela kol nesra, nevela is aser to all the Jews in the world. Kishutim mikdash when nevela is aser through doing malika hutra, it's going to be permitted categorically to everybody. In kan elam mishum zaris, and therefore it's only going to be aser for a non kayan. And there, but meaning you're going to be the only iser deraisa is going to be the non kayan issue and not the other point over here. The Gemara says, "B'mayi kamiflegi." What is the ikar disagreement? The Echadim are bothered by. What do you mean by mefigavigi? The Gemara discusses. We had hitzchiladun. This is what they were arguing about. Clearly, there was something more yisodistic over here. They made a shvua that he said, Rebbe said this, Rebbe said that. So they were obviously arguing of something more yisodistic. So the Gemara says, "Be'isr kolel v'aliba de Rabbi Yosi." The really both Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara are subscribing to the view of Rabbi Yosi that an iser moisiv can't take effect to the concept of a migo. They are disagreeing. Rabbi Yosi makes the principle only where there's an iser ma'isif, or even by an iser kolel. That's the shaila over here. Rabbi Chiya says Rabbi Yosi be iser kolel mechayev tarti. That even once an iser kolel, Rabbi Chiya learns from the fact that Rabbi Yosi holds that someone who has bia with his brother's wife is also the brother's sister, and mechayev both. That you're going to be chayev an iser kolel also. You're going to be chayev an iser kolel, and that means that even if it's for you, it's more inclusive just for you. That would be inclusive to here. So he also, and that's why you're going to be chayev both, because really at the end of the day, you are non kayan. You are also. So somebody is going to chayav nevela, that's an iser kolel to you. The iser nevela was extended to you as well. However, Bar Kapara Savar lo mechayav elachada, because he's going to think that you're going to have only an iser mosif. Okay, Be'ez Shem for Shabbos will pick up a my iser kolel ikaocha, and then the recordings Be'ez Shem will pick up with Daf Lamed Daled. Be'ez Shem, have a wonderful Shabbos.